Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
You know, a sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY Mornings on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
I love the Vibe Check on a Friday morning.
Yes, I do.
Trying to set the tone here for the weekend. How's everybody feeling? Good morning. People are knocking at the door. 918 texts this morning. Let's get to the top three.
Yes. Good morning, everybody. Megan is here.
What's up, Meg?
Megan said, I'm so excited because I finally just closed on my house. Feeling good and feeling blessed.
Wow, that's something to celebrate right there.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations, homeowner.
Big homeowner energy.
Huge.
I love that. This person says, I'm in my good feels because I'm spending the weekend with my longtime best friend of 21 years and my three amazing girls. That's Amanda from Palmyra checking in.
Where are you guys going this weekend?
Why are you so breathy?
I just stood up.
So bad.
Yeah, I've been really struggling lately.
Yo, it's your boy, Roddy.
What's up,
Happy
Roddy?
Happy Friday, mother truckers. Okay. Have a fantabulous day. Put a smile on your face and slay.
Okay.
Right. Thank you, Ronnie.
Yeah, Ronnie.
We love a haiku on a Friday morning.
Ronnie Salami in the house.
It is
going to be beautiful out today. 60 and sunny.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday was really nice out, too. I went for a long walk.
Of course you did.
Yeah.
You're like, I just don't get how people rest. I have so much FOMO. I'm like, FOMO of what? Walking around the city? Checking out all the washed up landmarks?
I don't know what you're referring to right now at all.
What do you mean?
You lost me.
Yesterday I was like, I'm going to nap. You're like, I don't know how people do that. I just have so much FOMO. I'm like, of what? Walking around the city?
I can't sit on my couch at 2:00 in the afternoon when it's beautiful out. I'm not doing that. Can't
sure.
do it.
Sure. All right. That's all I got on my end. What about your end?
Vibes are up this morning. Looking forward to the weekend. Now, I don't have a whole lot of plans, which is good.
You know,
and
you
bad.
Keep saying that.
Yeah.
Are you
sometimes
are
no
you
plans?
Are you
the best
advertising
plans?
For someone to swoop in and give you some plans?
No. No, not really.
No?
I went to the dentist office yesterday, Breezy, and I'm telling you right now. This is their words, not mine. That is one of the brightest smiles we've ever seen.
Okay.
Beautiful, healthy mouth, which was very...
Let's report that dentist office for fraud.
It's very surprising, considering I haven't had a checkup in a year. And I get it. You're supposed to go every 6 months. But this was a new dentist, so it was a good first experience. Got my hair cut today after work. You know, it's really just a self-care week, you know?
Self-care. You gotta take care of yourself, buddy.
How are you doing?
Doing okay. Unlike you, I don't have a moment to breathe this weekend.
Nice.
I'm jam-packed to the brim with plans, which I don't know how I feel about, but that's all right.
You love it.
You
love pulling out that Sharpie and putting it in your calendar.
You know what it is?
What?
I love making money. I don't...
Oh, so you're working this weekend?
Yes.
Oh, that's different.
Multiple things.
Yeah, that's good.
And then after I work, I have... all these different things that I have to do. But hey, at least I have two legs and two arms to help me do that. So
that's right. That's
I am
right.
Hashtag blessed.
Every day above ground is a good day.
That's
you know what
they
mean?
Say.
It's all good. President Biden was in Syracuse yesterday. So I'll tell you why this might be affecting the economy and doing so good for our area here in the 585. But this is a new $100 billion project that's going to be taking place in an empty field in Clay, New York.
Oh, not Clay.
Clay.
Love it.
Trying to figure out if Biden remembers he was in Syracuse, but we'll get to that in just a little bit. Glad the vibes are up this morning. Thank you guys for being here. Don't forget, got that last pair of Pitbull tickets that we're going to be giving away. Make sure you listen to win this morning. It's PXY.
You too can be the center of attention. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
98 PXY, the number one hit music station.
PXY mornings. Happy Friday, you guys. Moose, Breezy, 60 for the high today. In a significant development for the central New York's economy, President Biden visited Syracuse to deliver a $6.1 billion funding promise. He promised. They're going to ask him today. Do you remember Syracuse yesterday? I don't remember.
I was there.
I don't remember that. This is to promise the construction of a massive Micron semiconductor plant located right outside the city. Now, the investment kickstart a $100 billion project deal that aims to transform an empty field in Clay, New York, into a state-of-the-art facility. That's expected to make an impact on the local and national economy. And then Biden made the funding announcement in an atmosphere of both protest and support.
Oh.
So the envisioned facility in Clay represents a major step towards the nation's semiconductor manufacturing capabilities. After the event discussions, there was key figures such as the head of New York's Empire State Development. And they want to explore the significance of this investment for local communities. But anyways, they're saying this is going to be a significant economic boom for Rochester, thanks to the massive $100 billion investment in Syracuse. I still have no idea what is revolved around this plant. What they're doing in there.
Right.
I know this project underpins the federal government's commitment to enhancing technology and infrastructure in upstate New York. So people are very, very excited about this. I'm trying to figure out exactly what they're building in Clay, New York, because it's the size of 40 football fields. It's massive.
Damn. That's huge.
I love that when I was looking at this story earlier this morning. It's like 5 a.m. and I'm reading this, and at the very bottom of one of the stories on CNN, it says, AI assisted with the formatting of this story. I was like, oh my God. Is anybody working over there anymore?
No, absolutely not. AI is fully taken over. So love that for them. I hope that it does bring some money into our local and national economy.
How long does it take to build something like this? One football stadium? Right?
Literally years. So more to come on that. Can't wait. Yesterday there was an announcement that's going to get us all geared up and ready for summer. Plans for the popular concert series Party in the Park are back, baby. They announced it yesterday, and the fun starts on July 11th.
Did they give a lineup?
They sure did.
Who's performing this year?
I don't know why it said July 11th. Absolute lies. July 13th. But the series is going to be six consecutive Thursdays through August 17th with a full lineup of Ripe, Andy Frasco's coming back. A lot of these are repeats. The Zac Brown tribute band.
Yes.
Giant Panda.
Love them.
Dub Squad. Pete Griffin Group. Lettuce. Just a lot of different...
The wilted
and
lettuce.
I think the thing about it that's cool is that it's not just... It's two acts every Thursday.
Correct.
Not just one. So that'll be fun.
I went to at least three last summer, and it was just a ton of fun. And everybody from work showed up. You and I went to one, one of the Party in Parks. It's a blast.
Yeah. This new year is going to be fun. There's going to be food and drink specials from 4 to 6. And there's going to be several restaurants on East Ave participating in that. So I don't know. There's just these events that take place in Rochester that just make you feel like summer is here, baby. And this is one of them for sure.
Yeah. A lot of food trucks at this event. Some of my faves. But we all know that I can't eat like that anymore.
The pizza truck.
It's the pizza truck for me, man. Wood-fired pizza.
That pizza truck came to my brother's graduation party.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. The pizza crust. Calling all moms. What is the worst Mother's Day gift you've ever gotten? 585-252-9800. We'll get to all your comments and find out what mom might be getting the crappiest gift this year. It's coming up next on the show.
98PXY.
What is the worst Mother's Day gift you've ever received? Welcome back. PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy, Friday. Looking back at it, I think I lost count of just how many fake smiles my mother had to give out each time my brothers and I.
Oh, it's so cute. I love it. Thank you so much. You can hear the everlasting tone of disappointment.
Yeah. I mean, that came with every single homemade Mother's Day gift. Wow, another birdhouse made out of popsicle sticks.
Cutie.
585-252-9800. Are you a mom? Are you an expecting mother? Or are you me, where you just feel guilty as you go back? I mean, but we were kids, though. That's what you did. And it's one of the things that teachers love doing, was giving you projects so they could sit back and have a drink
right.
at their desk.
I know.
Make this. Do some finger painting.
Shout out to my social studies teacher.
Oh, God.
I'm 95% sure there was a flask in her desk, but these things happen.
Oh, definitely my first grade teacher. Shout out Miss Schmidt. Yeah. Tito Soda.
Miss Miller, what up? You fell down the stairs. Okay. Anyways, it's a lot. It's a lot because you know what? You want to, I think every kid, no matter how old you are, I mean, as you get older, it kind of subsides, but every kid wants to impress their mom. Every kid wants to make their mom happy.
Sure.
Because if their mom's happy, then they'll be happy in turn because they'll want to do nice things for them.
And I am impressed because at the ripe age of 40, my parents still have kept all of those gifts, Father's Day, Mother's Day, and they have a drawer full of these crappy projects I made, but to them, they're sentimental. And it's like, as I've gotten older, mm-hmm. now I'm getting stuff for them and they still don't use it.
Right.
I don't know what it is, but moms never use the gifts you purchase them. At least my mom, I got her a gift certificate to Del Monte back in 2021. She still hasn't used it. The Del Monte is nice. I almost got her another one.
Yeah. My mom, that same thing with my mom. I mean, I think the problem is they just don't, they can't find time for themselves, which I get, but I got my mom. At one point, my mom had like 7 Del Monte gift cards. It's like, girl, go get a massage.
I will gladly take one off your hands.
Right.
Gian is weighing in. She goes, my husband surprised me last year with a PS4. That was obviously for himself because I haven't played once.
Right.
The husband pulling up with the PlayStation 4.
She's like, it's for you. I hate a backhanded gift.
Man, he didn't even upgrade to the PS5. He went PS4. Okay. Well, whatever.
All right.
Crystal's here. She says, baloney from CVS. He sure knows how to make a girl feel special.
Ew.
Did it come with bread? Here, make me a sandwich.
Baloney. Ugh. I cringe.
Anybody ever look at the back of a package of baloney? You see in small print where it says mechanically separated chicken parts? Yeah, that's baloney.
I'm so good.
How many moms are trying to figure out what to do with all the bath bombs? Oh, the bath bombs. Another set of 24. The worst.
This person says, worst Mother's Day gift, my girls made me a cake and put candles in it while it was still hot.
Oh, God.
The candles melted through the whole cake. I ate it anyhow because I didn't want them to feel bad. That's
of course.
What I mean.
Of course, I'm sure.
Not there being wax stuck in her molars.
I'm sure it looked like a total murder scene.
Yikers.
Let me get to the phones. PXY, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Yeah, I got opinions on this whole Mother's Day gift thing.
Let's hear them.
Yeah. First off, what's your name?
Tabitha.
What up, Tabby?
How many people have gotten a plunger as a gift from their husband? For Mother's Day.
That's a good gift.
Not the plunger. Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Why?
The plunger. My husband got sick and tired of me clogging the toilet from flushing feminine products, so he thought a plunger for Mother's Day would be acceptable.
Well, you also aren't supposed to flush those.
Yeah, you shouldn't flush those, Tabby. He really clogged the toilet. We don't want to get Roto-Rooter on the phone.
You get a plunger for Mother's Day?
She completely disregards the comment. No, that's terrible. That's almost as bad as getting a vacuum, honestly.
Well, I think one would say it's a pretty crappy gift.
Agreed.
Lousy.
Hey, there you go.
Ruffling.
Hey, there you go.
I'm killing it today.
Or like useless cards from the kids that say thank you for everything. Like, I love my kids, don't get me wrong, but they're a little older now. They can maybe butter me up a little bit. And, okay, look, no mom wants the same thing every year. Okay? You give birth to your kids. You feed your kids. You protect your kids. You make sure that they are going to be respectful human beings. And as a thank you, we're getting paper mache pencil holders.
Not the paper mache pencil holders. Oh,
yeah.
God.
Yeah. It is ridiculous. And, you know, everybody who is listening to this PSA, to everybody who's listening to this, moms who do right by you, just listen. We want jewelry. We want plane tickets. We want vacation packages. We want tanning salon certificates. We want to be taken to brunch. I will take anything Gucci.
Oh, I don't think my mother wants any of those things. Because anytime
Gucci.
Is that what's important to you, Tabitha?
I mean, any of that would be fine. I've got a useless husband. I love that tub of fat, but he is useless.
Did you just call him a tub of fat?
Oh, my God.
And oh my God. I love my kids. Don't get me wrong. I love my kids. I hate Mother's Day because it's honestly insulting as a mom to receive the gifts that we do. Come on. How much Andy's candy can I eat? All right, I'm turning into a diabetic.
Turning into your husband.
Wow.
A little bit.
Do you get the, wait, can I ask you something? You get those coupons, the one free massage on me, one free cleanup on me.
Right, one car wash.
And then you go and cash in, and they're like, not today. No, I'm busy today. I'm good, though. I think so.
You know, if they would do that, it would be a step up.
Oh, gosh.
They don't even try. They don't even try.
Well, here's the sitch. We have 2 full weeks here until Mother's Day. So maybe what we can do is I will podcast this. I'll send it to you. You can play it through the Alexa through the house.
Yeah, let your husband
on repeat.
And then maybe they'll get the hinskies, you know?
I don't need to hint. I have told them outright, treat your moms better, kids. You only get one. Stop it with the homemade card crap.
Oh, I thought some moms appreciate that. That's all I ever got. My mom was a homemade card.
Wowzers.
Well, grow up.
Okay.
Oh, grow up.
Well, first of all, Tabitha, how old are you?
She's like, I'm still getting my mom a homemade card.
Well, kind of. I mean, how old are your kids where you expect brunch and a cruise and a Gucci bag? Like, what do you expect from them? How old are they?
They're 6 months old and 2 years old. I'm kidding. No, they're teenagers.
Well, still.
No, I mean, I get it.
I mean, I don't know. I was working at Doan Buick making $8 an hour. I don't know. Are you expecting this from your kids or your husband?
It's a collaboration. Let them all pitch in.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Tabitha, this has been phenomenal. Thank you so much for the call. I appreciate it.
Thank you. This is great.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Have a great day, okay?
Thank you, guys. Happy Mother's Day.
You too. Thanks, Tabitha.
Wow.
Talk soon.
Get after it. Bye now.
Jackie's here.
Jackie's literally pissed.
It's just like, I mean, it's interesting, you know what I mean? But Jackie goes, tell that ridiculous mom to please be quiet.
Oh.
It sounds to me like the only reason she became a mom is so her kids and husband can shower her with materialistic crap. Being a mom is fulfilling in so many ways. You shouldn't need to be showered with presents. You chose to be a mom, so be a mom without constantly needing credit for the job.
Okay, but also, like...
Shots fired.
We talked about this yesterday. Some people's love languages are receiving gifts. So, don't judge other people.
Yeah, no, I mean, yeah, so, you know, if you're out there listening, you know, you Gucci bag all day long.
Also, someone shouldn't get, I mean, whatever, Tabitha is her own person, but, like, people shouldn't get shamed for, like, wanting nice things. Like, you're nuts. You're nuts.
Don't look. Tabitha's calling back.
No.
Hold on. Hi, Tabitha.
I heard that feedback, and you can tell that Jackie woman that she's going to go real far in life, and when she does, I hope that she stays there.
Oh, dear.
And you have yourself a great day, hon, and you kiss the bottom of my dirty shoes.
Not the Reeboks.
Bye.
Bye, Tabitha.
Oh, dear.
Okay.
Okay.
Should take a break.
Yeah, we should leave it there.
Hey, happy Mother's Day, everyone.
98PX.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com. We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.